Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. There I am. Alright, so we begin. I figured I would do a response video to a video by somebody called Jack Saint. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. Alright, so, let's see if I'm convinced. I mean, the title is, I have become an enemy of the antinatalist community. Now, I'm kind of a fringe element of the antinatalist community because, frankly, I don't necessarily share their values, of most of the antinatalists. You know, they're after something else. They don't really see the same thing I'm seeing. So I guess I should make that distinction first. So I guess he would end up being my double enemy or something. Because, you know, I'll go even further in terms of insulting him. In terms of the crimes against anybody who's a defender of the pro-life agenda. Because I consider it to be a cruel and unusual punishment. Frankly, being imposed upon, you know, it's just an unwinnable game, trivial and frivolous in its accomplishments versus its glib indifference to insane amounts of torture. So, I mean, the truth is, you birth people into a circumstance where, you know, their life is just really doing this trolley crap. You know, deciding what fat person they're going to throw on what track to save what assholes. And whether they're not going to save assholes. I mean, your life is just making those silly decisions and then living with them. You know, watching your family members die in some brutally horrible way and all of that kind of garbage. Trauma and drama, and you get to do some raping in between, you know, some molesting. You know, it's like you get to go to the Vietnam War, and you have to get traumatized and see the horror, and then you go fuck 12-year-olds. For fun. That's the reward you get, and, you know, the cupcake. the whole thing is foul and, disgusting, really. So, look, I mean, life just is brutal. I mean, it kills everyone. Everyone gets killed. But a lot of them get killed with, you know, in horrible ways. I mean, cancer, you know, 12-year-old kids with cancer and death. There's no happy ending. You know, the kid dies of cancer. The parents get divorced. The husband blows his brains out. And, you know, the wife dies in... you know, of depression or something, you know, whatever. It's just some horrible story. No one has to, you know, really look at it. You know, it's all just swept under the, you know, don't be accountable rug. And we'll just pretend it's all Super Bowl fun. We're all going to Disneyland. Disney World. No. We're going to shit. You know, the Twitterverse. So anyway, I don't think I'll be convinced by Jack. But yes, that's the whole point here, is to make a convincing argument. Now, my convincing argument is based on the true story of evolution, which is insane mass murder, for the purpose of genetic superiority. For some Nazi-esque, victory, of creating some master race of cockroach. And yes, the attrition it could be insane. The numbers could be as crazy as 10,000 baby sea turtles must die horribly as children, as little babies. Stabbed to death, pecked to death, generally. That's the number one cause of death, is beak poisoning. For the great victory of one dopey turtle, you know, swimming around eating, you know, jellyfish. What the fuck? You think that's brilliant. I think that's psychotic. All right. There, that's the argument. Yeah. You're psychotic, glib, mass-murdering kooks. That's my argument to the pro-lifers. All right. So I guess we'll play the video, right? And I'll just, I'll endure the pain of it. I'll try to endeavor to persevere through the horror of whatever this crap will be. So he seems to be semi-popular. 213,000 subscribers. This video only has... Where's the view numbers? Well, it has 2,000 comments, so that's a lot. I can't find the view number. Well, whatever. So play the video, Gary. All right, well, let me make sure the volume's right. I have to put the volume up here and turn the volume down over here. I'll do that. Sorry, logistics. I have to do some of that. I mean, I could hit that pause button, but I have to mouse way over there to do it. Oh, it's still recording. I hit the pause button and it's still recording. Interesting. Maybe it wasn't recording that whole time. No, we won't even think about that. Alright, I just paused it for fun. Anyway, to see if it worked. Oh, who knows? Who knows what's in this video now? Just play it. Alright, here we go. Video is now going to play.
Yeah! I'm gonna f*** all of you! That's my boy!
This all started because of...
Okay, so that was interesting. Alright, so that's basically, yes, that's sort of one of my metaphors for morons on Earth, right? I mean, you just go out and play a really stupid game for which there's absolutely no talent. You didn't cure cancer, you didn't, you didn't save more old ladies from falling down in the crosswalk. You didn't do anything of value whatsoever, anything meritorious at all. Just some physical bullshit that doesn't mean anything, that couldn't mean anything, that has no enduring value. It's energy you can't reuse. You know, where actually going out and studying peas or something and analyzing their genetics could actually save people harm. I mean, it could actually lead to penicillin or something, you know, some good thing. No, you didn't do anything to build penicillin. You built a monument to completely wasted time. Yeah. And you're going to get rewarded for it. Yeah, well, that's a brilliant society. Oh, any society that does that kind of stuff should be rewarded with perpetual existence. I don't think so. So, All right, so this all started because somebody said something on your Twitter? Oh, okay.
Of my reaction to another person's reaction to
jump cuts. Wow. Whatever. I can't do like 5 sentences in a row without making some sort of error, so I have to cut all my sentences into little pieces where I can seem like I have a brain that works.
And I don't really know how it escalated to this point.
And I guess it's interesting.
Escalated. Yeah, why don't you use some new words? Okay, I don't know what this is. All right. People cheering for human ends. Yes, humanity's end. Well, again, I'm cheering for the end of a insanely stupid, disgusting addiction. So you're addicted to, like, fucking 12-year-olds, and you're willing to have a Vietnam War to do it. Okay, so you're willing to cause all kinds of mayhem and death, all kinds of horrible drama, all kinds of defective functionality, all kinds of drunkenness and wife beating and kids with cancer and, you know, horrible earthquake tragedy and all kinds of absolute crap so you can go fuck a 12-year-old. Yeah, I have a problem with that. I don't think that's really smart. You know, I think that's really dumb. That's your plan for our future. Fuck you. It's just too stupid. That's the best you got. So what's he showing? I mean, I don't even know what this is, right? This is some retarded article of whatever. You know, naked people romping through Jell-O. What the fuck is it?
Because it's a kind of deeper sort of metaphysical position that you're really arguing.
Metaphysical. So there is no metaphysical, all right? I mean, you can play around all you want with these silly words, but there's just physical, okay? It's a physical universe with physical mechanisms. And just as, you know, you could just talk about how compounds mix, you know, how you mix compounds and you make dynamite. You mix them this way, you have Jell-O. You mix them another way, you know, it makes water. All this stuff just makes stuff. And the fact is that the chemistry made these little tiny squiggly pieces of shit, okay, called little bacteriums and stuff, these little mechanical DNA replicators. And we're just the most, you know, elaborate version, okay? Version 9,674,482.7986, you know, whatever you want to do. It's just a version number. But it's the same shit, except it just gets convoluted in terms of its own, well, its ability to use a word like metaphysics. Its own, let's stick our heads up our ass and pretend there's some other magical place we can go where we can evade real physics and just play around in some sort of fake physics. Religion, in other words.
Here that you might not have really been expecting.
He had to bleep out, so he's a pothead. Okay, can't get through his little scurvy life. Oh, I can't find any 12-year-olds to molest, so I have to smoke some pot so I can feel okay. I mean, it's just pathetic, okay? You're a pathetic moron who needs to ingest a chemical to get through your life. I mean, it's not even a chemical you're addicted to, right? It's just something so you can feel better. Yeah. It rubs the lotion on its skin. Oh, please. This is. So, yeah, this isn't going to be convincing. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be convincing.
What is antenatal?
Oh, fuck. What the hell is that?
I like to use my Twitter to whine about niche issues.
Okay, to whine about niche issues because it gives me a following and such, and I can monetize the channel and make money for so we can buy more pot. Let's see, I had to get a check from the bank because you can't pay your passport application with a debit card, and then went to pick up a Taco Bell order from Taco Bell with simply no workers present. That is. So this is part of the mockery of the human race, is that apparently people like to watch people's lives or something and can somehow get interested in the adventures of Jack Saint. Now the only thing that's sort of interesting is, you know, the whole concept of your label, you know, from birth. So Jack Saint is sort of interesting, right? Because you have that Jack and the Beanstalk name, and then you have that Saint thing tied to it. Where, you know, I would imagine as a kid you would sit there and say, wow, my last name's Saint. You know, am I going to be a saint? Am I going to be a rescuer, a hero? You know, I imagine it would occur to you to, in some way represent your name. See, when you have names like mine, which is just mush, I was called Gary because they're twins, Gary Gale. You know, it was that, you know, my name wasn't, you know, it was like Jack and Jill. So, like, yeah, if you had a twin sister, then you'd be kind of, like, cynical about what your name is because it doesn't mean anything. They just picked one that, you know, they could pick a girl version for. And last names are just random. But obviously ones that say something probably do influence. And somehow they just didn't get this. The idea just didn't get to this guy that maybe he should be somebody. You know, instead, he's just, you know, he's just soaking morons for the lulz.
issues that might be irritating to me on any given day. On this occasion...
Oh, amazing. And amazing. People show up to watch you complain about, you know, I bought a pair of socks, I put my foot in them and my toes popped out. Hell, I paid a whole dollar for four pairs. I mean, it should be better than that. And you're saying there should be some reason why we should rescue a planet of morons that watch those videos. Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's anybody to rescue here. Nothing to save. Sorry. You're not selling me that, hey, it'd be a great idea if you kept me alive. You know, perpetually. Like, had some more of me on the planet. You're not convincing me. You're worth it. No, I don't think you are. Yeah, no. I think you're just another used car salesman.
That whole cringe phenomena of...
Yes, cringe, yes. I cringe because, you know, if I imagine somebody smashed in an earthquake, you know, taking 8 or 10 hours to slowly die. That cringes me, okay? That just shrivels everything right up. Really good. And then I think about kids dying of cancer. I think about kittens, you know, with their eye pulled out and, you know, trying to eke out their last few moments of existence. Yeah, I think about that shit and I say, you ain't worth it, fuckhead. Yeah, I say, fuck you. You're so arrogant, so obnoxious that you think you're worth a kitten with its eye hanging out. No, you're not worth it, fucker. Not even close. I'm not pushing your go button, fucker.
Facebook, mom, minion meme type stuff. The people like to make fun of.
Yeah, this stuff apparently you live for. You actually waste time interacting in. Yeah, I've never typed a Twitter. You know, I've never even typed a T in a Twittery thingy box. Because, yeah, nothing I have to say... language is already a difficult enough way of communicating. Saying, let's do it in 3 words. Well, fuck that.
And sometimes I feel like that goes way too far and gets like...
Okay, what is this? Mom should get fast pass to the front of the line at coffee shops. Well, that's a really important subject, I tell you. Ugh. You know what, you know what mom should get. It's a fucking, you know, long jail term.
Genuinely hateful and mean-spirited. Oh, it's the internet. That's what the internet's like. Whatever. I complained about on Twitter. And what I didn't realize is...
Whatever. I mean, he's just... You know, it's just... Oh, God, he has such glib slime all over him. Yuck. You can smell the glib. Like a smegma covering his whole, you know, penis head.
That would actually attract the attention of the anti-natalist community.
Now, okay, I don't even know. What the fuck's he talking about? Okay, so somebody posted something and it triggered somebody. Oh, wow, that happened on the internet. Somebody got triggered? Holy fuck. Amazing. The internet just gets more and more amazing every day. It can trigger someone? Oh, wow. Who could believe that?
If you're like me, you may have had the same question upon hearing this.
Well, of course I'm not like you, okay? Absolutely in no way. You know, besides us being both fairly good looking and charming and all of that crap. We could probably get a girl to buy us a drink at a bar. Yeah, maybe. Anyway, besides that, what do we have in common? Oh, that's right, absolutely nothing. All right, yes, no. I'm not like you. I've paid attention while I've been here on Earth. And you know, I paid attention right from the beginning. You know, I watched things rot and die and found it a little disappointing.
What is the antinatalist community?
Antinatalism essentially is the belief that because people don't consent to being born...
That's one of the reasons, okay? It's a really good reason, by the way. See, there's two... People will come out two different ways. They can be like you, or they can be like Jeffrey Dahmer, or Poe, you know, Edgar Allan. They can be less than charmed by their experience here, okay? And they can even be find it torturous to get through their life. Like, it's just plain torture. I mean, they have, like, perpetual diarrhea or something, and their life just sucks. And it can really, really be lousy. And they're basically going to make the simple point, like, well, why did you shove that short straw in my pocket? I mean, I could have done without this arrival and, you know, you're here, you have to deal with it because you feel pain and you have to, you know, eat and you have to do all this crap or you're going to feel like shit. And then if you want to leave, that also is unpleasant. You know, so the whole thing really sucks. You're put in a lousy position. Why should you decide for me to do that to me? Why do you have this, you know, authority? You know, to impose your will. Because DNA molecule gave it to you? Oh, it gave you the gun, therefore you should have a gun? No, I don't think so. You have to have a little better reason than that. So he's going to ask an obnoxious breeder, okay, to respond to the idea that somebody finds what you did abhorrent and disgusting. So besides being revolted by your big fat ass, they're revolted by your little tiny brain and the little tiny amount of time you spent contemplating the implications of your reckless, sloppy pig life. Yes, you made a reckless, sloppy, stupid decision, and you won't take any account for that. Okay, because you're too stupid. Oh. Okay, so let's see what his mum has to say, right? It's probably his mum, right? It's gotta be.
It's wrong to have a child.
A lot?
I can have him without even thinking about it. Oh, commercial. I'll spare you. Well, that's unfortunate. Well, that was unfortunate. So, yeah, I paused to take out the commercial, and I never unpaused, and so I just lost a half hour of really good jokes. I mean, there was a Star Trek one with Mr. Spock arriving on Earth, and then I had, well, two or three jokes about how, you know, the different ways you could calculate how massive mum's ass is. You know, just too damn bad. All right, anyway. So the commercial was really tacky. Okay, so that was a whole argument. You know, just the tackiness of the commercial. So I don't know if people have seen this on YouTube, but YouTube puts up actual commercials where they're basically selling 12-year-olds for sex. You know what I mean? They're, you know, in the slave trade business. You know, those commercials for buy yourself a wife in some other country, and, you know, from some other country. And this other kind of commercial where it's like, I made $1 million on YouTube selling people's content, or, you know, some scheme. You know, get rich scheme content. You know, I mean, it's as bad as the, you know, the personal ads in the worst magazine, you know, 30 years ago. Just complete crappy, schemey, conniving, thieving bullshit. And YouTube has to resort to those commercials. It has to resort to taking money from crooks, frankly. You know, I mean, it's just so bad. You know, this, and we need to save the human race. They can't even do the tiniest things with any kind of dignity or in any kind of reasonable manner. It's all fat-ass, greasy, fried spaghetti-eating moron all the way down. This guy is a perfect example of what's wrong with the human race, not what's right about it. So clearly he's not going to make an argument that's very convincing to me. I'm going to feel really good about the future because it's going to be covered in this fat ass. There's going to be just miles and miles of big, fat, stupid, ignorant ass. Ugh. No, I'm not excited about that. Barf.
That because people don't consent to being born, it's wrong to have a child.
You gotta figure this guy doesn't like his mum much, right? Because I could take a clip of any, you know, fat ass spaghetti cooking, you know, pig monster, laughing, and play it to anyone's statement. So anybody could make any statement on earth, and I could just play fat ass laughing. There, I made an argument. I win. I mean, it's so pathetic. Who would this convince? Oh yeah, I totally identify with Mumsy. Yeah, no, I totally don't identify her with her. You know, especially if I was a pot smoker. I don't think I'd identify with Mumsy. I'd be impressed by his mum's opinion. Well, maybe it would, because there's a history here, no doubt. She's a drunk.
Because they're suffering. When you're born, they're suffering.
The antinatalist movement is...
Just so profoundly glib and stupid, right? Like I said, what can you figure? This guy really does psychotically hate his mother, because he just pretty much demonstrated, look how dumb my mum is.
A kind of broad umbrella grouping of people that, for one reason or another...
Right, there's lots of reasons, and they're all kind of important. And could you articulate one of them? Just say, well, because kittens get their eyes pulled out of the socket, and then have to scrounge to eat garbage, and then die, you know, in pain on the side of the street. In the sewer, maybe. You know, the cold, wet sewer. Little kids get cancer. I mean, what aren't good enough reasons to say fuck you? Earthquakes crush people, they slowly, torturously die. Psychotics like me are born and, you know, yeah, we like rape and kill people. Yes, there's lots of reasons. I mean, there's a huge number of reasons. There's 10,000 little reasons not to be so enthusiastic about making sea turtles. I mean, the 10,000 dead turtles to have your little turtle eating some jellyfish, it seems kind of an extremely unbalanced equation. It's like, who the fuck but a psychotic lunatic would think that's a good idea? Or a fried spaghetti eater.
Believe that the continuation...
Fried spaghetti.
...creation of the human race is unethical.
And stupid and fucking scarily balanced as an equation. It's insufficiently efficient as a plan. The plan doesn't have... It can't pass an environmental impact statement. Yeah, we shouldn't do it. It's not a good idea. It won't turn out well.
That Eva for environment...
Eva? Eva this... Eva... Oh, sorry. Okay. It's just funny, you know, when the English people can't even speak good English.
Mental or philosophical... This is what a park sounds like in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, well, you don't sound like you're from Memphis originally. Yeah, not quite. So again, he's just providing more evidence and reasoning to say, okay, you're going to give a kid cancer, so you can't even stand in a park without some obnoxious, probably a foreigner, you know, making noises. Shit. Obnoxious noises.
America! They're all fat.
Yeah, so it does suck. I mean, frankly. So again, you're just kind of sort of proving the point that even the simplest of things are tainted and sticky and scuzzy. There's just nothing about the fucking adventure that's all that heroic or decent. It's all just sloppy and reckless and a mess. I mean, maybe the guy's an antinatalist and he's just using reverse psychology. He's just like, all right, I'll make some fake news. I'll pretend to be one of them, act ridiculously, and that'll make us, the good guys, look good because I'll make them look fake bad. Yeah, so that's maybe what he's doing. Because, yeah, certainly, who, like I said, what's the IQ number here that's going to be convinced by this brilliant argument?
sections of the movement that are sort of less extreme in the sort of the eye.
Oh, fucking, you know, you can't even get through the video without, you know, you have to have your little, besides having to have your drugs to keep your brain balanced, you have to have your, every 15 minutes, I need a sip of water. I don't know where this came from. You know, I used to go out on adventures, you know, as a kid, and I'd be out for the whole day, 12 hours, you know, the whole daylight hour kind of thing. And I never felt the need to, well, I gotta better take a water bottle with me. It just didn't even occur to me.
The idea that it's immoral to have kids, and that could extend not just...
Yeah, it's stupid, it's illogical. What's the brilliant plan? What are your accomplishment? How is the accomplishment, whatever it is that you're imagining? I mean, you know, what exactly are you imagining? Titties? What's the magical little paradise? And what are you paying for it? And the logic is do you really think you're worth it? Do you really think your gratification is worth all the downside bad that's going to happen to feeling organisms? Now, if we're just going to do the human thing, okay. But I'm just saying, all the downside that's going to happen to feeling humans, including yourself. See, I mean, you're talking like, oh yeah, this is all just fine, but you haven't died yet. You know, and maybe your death will be something humbling. Maybe it'll be a humbling experience when you actually die. You know, because it won't go the way you want it to. It'll be in some way horrific. And maybe you'll then appreciate that, oh, gee, I was awful glib about something pretty important. You know, torture. It's pretty important. But right now, you just couldn't care less because, you know, you don't have any memory of it. Because you haven't died yet.
Just to the human race, but...
You're just like some mom, some fat-assed, spaghetti-eating mom sending your little kid off to war. You know. Oh, you're not going. Oh, okay, but you know it's in the best... Yes, it'll build character in a little squirt. I mean, I'm supposed to appreciate how that's heroic. And there's some dignity in that somehow. Besides just recognizing, wow, what a glib bitch. You know, I mean, it's bad enough you take the chance of having a kid with a birth defect, but it's even worse when you have one, it's actually healthy, and then you say, well, you should go off to war and, you know, shoot some shit.
Also to animal life in general, could be just nature that you're sort of against.
Yes, I'm against mass murder. Oh, yes, excuse me. Oh, I don't mean to offend you, but yes, I find mass murder offensive. Well, it's torture, rape, and murder. Yeah, so let's get them in the right order or something like the right order. Oh, fuck. So we're back to Mrs. Fatass. What does Mrs. Fatass say? We ought to make like a machine, you know, like, you know, on the street. You know, we can just hit the button. What does Mrs. Fatass say? You know, you could just ask it a question, like you ask AI or something. What is the dumbest, smelliest pig whore have to say on the subject? I'm just curious. So I'll put the quarter in the machine. Let's see.
So obviously that is absolutely
wrong. It's bollocks. Bollocks. What are bollocks? Cow balls or something? She's been there. You know, no doubt about it. Like, how, it's good he has the captions, because you can't understand any of these people. Oh, god damn, is she in Arkansas too, or wherever the fuck you are? Like, how can that even be real? Oh.
How can that even be real?
Yeah, because people with their teeth, you know, whatever. And, you know what, it's, you know, people who just, again, you have to do very little thinking. Very little, it doesn't take much at all. To just imagine what's going on Earth right now. I mean, what are the people having the most fun doing versus what are the people having the least fun doing? And if you just take those two images and try to smash them together, you'll see it just doesn't work. That the silly, trivial, fun stuff, whatever that would be. Oh, I'm sitting on the beach, you know, with an umbrella. And the mosquitoes are biting me. any one of those little silly, trivial, fun experiences can't in any way undo the magnitude and weight of the people in screaming horror. But it's a funny subject. Oh, God, I hate this planet. Just hate it. Oh.
Like, I can be virtually, that is like...
Oh, okay, sorry, she does have teeth. You just can't notice through the fat. Anyway, another commercial. All right, well, I'll try not to fuck it up this time. Pause. Joke's on me, it wasn't a commercial. So they showed the planet Earth rotating, and that's part of her brilliant commentary here.
One generational swoop. Oh yeah, let's all jump on board that trend.
Okay, the fact is everybody is jumping on board that trend. That is, a substantial, more than half the people now don't breed, especially if you just count the people who have an IQ above 30. So, you know, worldwide, okay, that's the trend. And the higher you make the intelligence bar, that is the people you count, okay, in your survey says, all right? So if you just go to 60 IQ, 70 IQ, 80 IQ, the numbers get more and more dramatic in the sense that, yes, most people don't agree with you, fat ass. Okay, that's right. Most people aren't reckless pigs. They don't just fart out babies because that's what the physical design is. They're not just bacteria. Unlike you, they're bacteria with a brain. Okay, and they think, and they take they want to take responsibility for life. They want to do the right thing. They don't want to be reckless, oinking pigs.
And wipe out.
There's no wiping out, okay? It just slowly declines, okay? That's it, okay? You don't have to wipe anything out, all right? Although it is just shit, and it is worthy of a wipe. The argument isn't that there'll be any wipe out. There'll just be the fact that instead of 7 billion or 8 billion people, you'll have 7 billion, then you'll have 6 billion, and then you'll have 5 billion. Oh my, what a horror. And then 4, 3, 2, 1, all that kind of crap. Yes, and you'll just eventually say, gee, it's a boring, redundant story. Let's quit writing the book. Who cares? We've already been there and done this, torturing things for no good reason. So yeah, let's stop doing it. And it's just so funny. And wipe out humanity. And again, what's the image of humanity? Ignorant cunt. Great. Ignorant breeding parasitic moron. How many cancers has she cured? Yeah, right. What kind of blight has she left behind? The wake of the SS fat ass. I mean, what the fuck is in her wake? You know, how many boats have been capsized by her reckless, sloppy existence?
Humanity.
But in general, it's more based around humans and the sustainability of the environment.
Right. So why are you mixing this? Here, I'm going to be rational for a minute and actually try to say something reasonable. And then I'm going to throw in clips of the hyena again. I mean, that's what you're doing here. You're just throwing in clips of hyenas laughing. What the fuck is the point of that? Oh, God.
And based on the human race's whole America thing, which on the face of it feels like the kind of thing that, like, my audience, for instance, would be.
Yes, your audience is just, it's gotta be frightening. I mean, I'm just scared to even look. How disgusting it's gonna be. It's a little purple flower person. Little blue dot person, look at that, a little pink, pie symbol. Oh, it must be a real brilliant person. Fuck. Hey, dark moon. Yeah, it's not all that dark. It's kind of blue and friendly. I hate this planet. I hate it.
like, yeah, probably got to do something about all of this.
I think it's quite common.
Oh, so he put up a bunch of shit that you can't read. Is that up long enough? All right, so I'll try.
Thing that like my audience, for instance, would be like, yeah, probably got to do something about.
All right, thinning Green Line ice sheet may mean more sea level rise. Yes, lots of stuff are going to mean more sea level rise. And we haven't done, it's like they haven't even tried to get ready for that future by encouraging people who live on the coast that, you know, try to, you know, if you're going to make a decision to move, move inland. Okay, don't move towards the water, move away from the water because the water is coming for you. They don't even do that. All right. So you can barely read this. Okay, temperatures in Europe increase more than twice global average.
All of this.
I think it's quite cold.
All right, so you're not going to do anything about it. So it's just ridiculous that you'd even suggest that there's something you're going to do about it. But you don't do anything about anything ever. All you do is eventually have a world war and kill off a bunch of people in a horrible, brutal, awful, disgusting manner. And then say, oh, isn't that just too bad? And then move on to go find some other 12-year-olds to molest.
Common that in fairly niche movements, you'll actually get quite a diversity of opinions that are still very willing to...
Yeah, well, some subjects are more complicated than other subjects. So some subjects are really easy. You don't need any niche movement. You know, because it's really easy to fall on one side or the other side. There's not much nuance to it. You're either for or against it. But you could argue the reasoning is always a little bit dicey, right? So there's only like the two reasons to be a vegetarian, right? I mean, one reason is it's healthy, and the second reason is it's, you know, ethically more decent. And those are the two main motivations. So most things can be cut down to that. And obviously this subject just has to do with people who have, yes, although, you know, some parts of life give them a woody, you know, it ain't worth it. And they know it. They know it's way too expensive. They know it's not practical. That they're like say if they, you know, had a disease and they knew it would cost $1 million to cure them, they could figure out that, well, even though I really want to live and I'm really going to do it, I'm probably going to do it. They could figure out that I wouldn't let anybody else do this again. I wouldn't put anybody else in this position again, because I know that $1 million means that somebody somewhere else is probably going to be tortured or killed. Because $1 million really is how, you know, it's a huge amount of money. You can definitely preserve lives on Earth with that money. You could definitely go somewhere and actually make somebody not dead. Okay, not be dead. You could prevent their death with a lot less than $1 million. So you know that everything we're doing is at some sort of price and that it doesn't make any sense. There's no logic to it. My brain is so much more special and it should be worth millions of dollars, and the brain in some other third world country, you know, where they don't have anything and resources because somebody has 25 kids and they're all kind of not, you know, taken care of and they're all kind of neglected, somehow that brain isn't worth 25 cents. Now, you can make sense of that. I can't. I can't see any reason in saying, well, that deserves to be sustained. No, that's the kind of place where you say, okay, if we can't even fix that, fuck it. I mean, fuck it. The depth of your appreciation for the value of the game, okay, is so trivial and silly that you won't even insist on fixing something so stupid. I mean, it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. There is, in fact, no reason that my comfort is worth more than their comfort. You can't ever fix that. It doesn't make any sense. It's not logical.
Unite under one banner because it is a niche philosophy.
Whatever. It's obviously not a niche philosophy, so you just keep pretending it isn't winning, but it's already, you know, tied you running down the racetrack, okay? You already got half the people are not doing what's necessary to perpetuate the human race. Half of them are voting not to do it. There's only two choices, really, right? there's no perfect orbit here. There's crash into the planet or fly into space, but there's no perfect orbit. So the fact is that population is either going up, which means you're idiots, or it's going down, which means you're humbled by the catastrophe and aren't as reckless. But those are the only two choices, the only two directions it can go. And there's no, like, you can go across the orbit line, back and forth, back, and you can wobble. But let's see what the human race does. So all we've known for, which you could argue was, you know, hundreds, centuries, millennia, okay, the last 10,000 or 20,000 years where people could actually have a conversation about it, your side has won. But the fact is the other side is now caught up. It has tied your side, and there's no reason for you to think that your side isn't easily defeated in the future. Because all the trends are that the Earth, the people get smarter, and as they get smarter, they're more on my side than your side. And that's a huge fact. I mean, that's the gigantic fact in this debate room, is that if we went by IQ, my side is huge and your side is tiny. Okay, you're the one losing dramatically in intelligent brains. Intelligent brains aren't doing what you're doing, defending stupid, reckless procreation.
And I definitely,
for the sake of it, do it because it's natural. Do it for what fucking reason? Again, what rational reason do I have to take dice that have skull and crossbones on them, and the skull and crossbones are going to go in somebody else's pocket? So I'm investing in somebody else's welfare. I'm rolling really risky dice, and you're saying I should roll them. And clearly the counterintelligent argument is, you don't really have a good reason, do you? No. So why are you doing it, moron?
Found that to be the case with antinatalism. There's a few different broad categories.
So he's just going to talk about how many different categories of reasoning you can use to understand. So you can understand that being a vegetarian is healthy, okay? Because you can look at the statistics and they live 10 years longer. And if you live longer, that means you're living healthier, you know. And then you could just look at the, you know, pragmatically, it's a lot better if I don't have to be sustained by the industrial torture of sentient brained animals. So as long as they can't cry or feel bad and feel pain, that would be a good idea. So the amount of pain and suffering I can eliminate from the equation, the better. That's just doing the saint thing. That's just saying, okay, I'm going to try to be a good guy, not a bad guy. And I can rationally understand, yeah, I can do that. It's not a big deal. So that's all there is. So in this subject, yeah, it's a little, the only difference is there's people who are apparently human-centric. I mean, you know, they'll probably be against bigotry and against this and against that, but somehow they don't see the bigotry in their human-centric nonsense of thinking the only animals on Earth that matter are the humans. The only feeling mammalian brains that matter are human mammalian brains. They're the only ones feeling anything. We invented feeling. Humans invented it. No, I mean, they're really, that's so stupid. So, yeah, so obviously there's part of the anti-natalist community that has, you know, fat-ass small brain syndrome.
Of antinatalists that are pretty distinct. There is a sort of philosophical antinatalism, and then
I'm missing the fun images. Should you not have kids because of climate change? It's complicated. Imposing risk isn't very complicated. I mean, gambling with something else's welfare for no good reason, again, isn't very complicated. That's not a hard question to answer. Should I risk? No, there's no good reason. I mean, you could choose to put your kid on a tightrope and, you know, walk across a tightrope of knives for no good reason. Or you could, you know, just just not do it. Not do that. Yeah, so the not do that is the right answer. Alright. Type B, the ecological antinatalist. Well, frankly, I don't think that deserves a type B. I mean, somebody who thinks antinatalism is about climate change, that's just too silly. We're all done antinatalizing as soon as we fix the fact that we clean up some of our sewage. Therefore, we don't have to be antinatalist anymore. That would be just too silly. All right, I'll take a pause here. I'm tired of you people. Oh, God, I just really do hate it on this planet. Just hate it here. All right, should be back. Better finish up here. I guess I'll make about 10 videos. You know, at the rate I'm getting through this video, but I'll get used to it eventually. I'll get used to the style and be able to... I think I will anyway. But, I mean, all of this is worthy of...
I think there's an environmental...
Looking at, you know, because really, see, read the subtitle of this. Some researchers have claimed the best thing to do for the environment is to have fewer children. Well, it's not about fewer. So, again, this is, again, doesn't really say anything about the actual subject of antinatalism. It's so disconnected. This would be like being pro-abortion or something for the environment. I mean, it's kind of an insult to the actual subject. You know, because yes, the actual fact is that we are producers of this waste heat, you know, you could call it that. And every one of us is kind of expensive environmentally. And the fact is, if there were fewer humans, the fact is that we would be able to control and moderate our behavior better. Okay, there wouldn't be as much chaos and all that stuff. But that's really the subject. The subject is the chaos created by the sloppy way we make new people. We make new people in this reckless, sloppy way. We make too many in the wrong places. We give them the wrong skills. It's totally disorganized, and that's what makes the life so much more expensive, is that we squander and waste the resources. So, yeah, it would make sense to quit squandering and wasting resources, but that won't fix the life problem. And that's really the subject of antinatalism, is the underlying problem with the imposition first, and the idea that you can make a rational argument defending what is simply rape, molestation of children. People have them because they need them or want them. They don't have them because they can make a good argument defending the fact that they're necessary, that if you make a baby, it will eliminate suffering on planet Earth, that it will reduce the amount of suffering on planet Earth. No, it can't do that. It's the machine that makes suffering. If you make more machines that make suffering, you're making more suffering. Just, you know, it's kind of an easy math to do. Anyway, continuing.
Antinatalism. From a philosophical perspective, life can't consent to itself, so you can't really justify it, so...
Yes, there's no consent, so anything with decency, okay, in terms of some sort of dignity about ethics, understands that, yes, that's a fundamental violation. When I say I know what's best for you, and I impose my will on you, and decide what your fate's going to be, that's rude, okay? If I don't have your consent to be manipulated by me for my reasons, for my purposes, for my ambitions, for my goals. So it's just overtly rude. Now, if you're right and you actually have a plan, like if you're sure you're going to win going to Las Vegas, that is, you have a fix as in, right? The mob has fixed it for you. You're going to go to Las Vegas. You're guaranteed to win. You have a really good reason to believe that the more money I take with me to Las Vegas, the more money I can make. So, yeah, I'll take my neighbors for, you know, I'll take the mortgage to their house. I'll take everybody I know, and I'll make them all rich because I'm sure that I'm right and that I'm going to be doing a good thing. Now, is there any reason for you to believe that about having babies, making humans, that you're sure it's not going to be a monster? It's not going to be a Frankenstein. It's not going to be a parasite. It's not going to be a rapist. It's not going to have a terrible end. It's not going to have a terrible life. Are you sure of any of that shit? No. you're imposing a risk. And maybe the thing being played with will say, I don't want to go to your war. I don't want to be burned alive on the deck of an aircraft carrier so you can sing and dance on my grave. Fuck you, okay? I'm not fodder for your fun. So until you can have your fun only torturing yourselves, okay, leave me the fuck out of it. So program your little babies, program your monsters to be the monster that you are. But don't pretend that nothing else is possible in this world, because it is possible for somebody to arrive here on this planet and think you're all assholes. It's a reasonable opinion, asshole. And you have no right to impose your stench and your filth and your disgustingly small-minded, mushy shit on me. Okay? Fuck you. I'm not going to live for your silly ambitions, your silly ideals, your silly wants and desires. You're a disgusting piece of shit. And you have no right to shove your stench into my senses. You fuck.
Oh, that's the end of life, I guess. Life has suffering in it, and it, you know, you can't just say, oh, you can suffer, and that's cool.
Well, you're saying it, okay? So what the fuck? The title says, I have become an enemy of the antinatalist community. What does that mean, then? That you became their enemy because you wore a dark blue shirt and it offended somebody in the atheist the antinatalist community was offended? So he just made a pretty decisive argument that, yeah, you can't fuck with this. So, what the fuck? It's just this incoherency alone. You can't even make a coherent video statement. The title can't actually match the video you're making. Fuck.
Really, when you think about it, that's the broad strokes idea of it. And that would extend not just to humans, but all life.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so it's not that confusing after all, is it? Oh, it's not all that confusing. They have a negative appreciation for our accomplishments versus the price paid for it. And they think the price is way too high, and you certainly aren't going to be able to use their money to buy something that they think is way too expensive. That's fucking unacceptably rude of you. Unless you can prove you're right and they're wrong. Unless you can prove it's worth it, you can't do it. Yes, you're stuck. Too bad. So you can't be anything but a rude, obnoxious imposer. And you should just say the right-to-lifers should just admit what they are. Arrogant, impositional, fucking cunts, okay? Nazi-esque, draconian imposers, you know, who refuse to take responsibility for the fact that, well, if you're going to, go win the war, you better know what side you're on. Are you on the right side in the war? And if you don't have any proof that you are, you really shouldn't be sitting there pointing your gun and shooting bullets.
In mind that most people that think this way still aren't saying, like, so we should forcibly exterminate all life.
Right, so that's nice of you to make that qualification, that the whole point of saying they're against natalism is to make the argument that you really, this, the way you prevent it is not to cause the problem. So yes, if you don't cause the problem, then we don't have to clean up the problem. So there's nobody to murder if you don't make the victim. No kids get raped if you don't make any kids to rape. Yes, it's really simple.
They're not like supervillains. But they do feel like we should just kind of opt out of existence.
We. Again, see, you keep talking like we are invested in your game. I don't see that, okay? I'm not seeing the we part. I'm not seeing my role to play, okay? I understand that I'm going to be dead soon. Alright, and my participation is over. I don't see how I should feel invested in being one of you. Okay, I just don't get how you think I'm vicariously going to live because there's some asshole walking around on Earth. Especially the average Earthling. Okay, I can't even come up with a superhero I want to be. I mean, I can't really honestly say, if I had to come back to this shithole, I would want to be somebody else. You know, if I had to have the liabilities of being them. You know what I mean? That they, you know, cheat on their wife, they're, you know, they ran over a kid and covered it up, and they, you know, all the bullshit that's in their life, right? I mean, so I can't think of anybody on this planet who's lived this spectacularly great life that I would trade for my own, that I would say were more competent. I can't honestly say it. I have no, like I said, if I had to hit the button tomorrow and they gave me a choice, you either come back as one of these 8 billion people or you come back as you. I got to choose me again. Because all the others are tainted in some extremely disgusting way.
And probably would recommend that, I guess, to the other animals, if they were willing to sort of hear us out on that. Environmental...
Oh, we're too silly, right? I mean, obviously the other animals aren't in a condition where they can hear us out, okay? So they're mental patients in the hospital, and you have to make rational decisions in their best interest. So, you know, there's some guy who sits there all day and just tries to pull his eyes out of his, you know, head. What's your medical treatment plan? Put him in a coma? Or why don't you just give him a graceful exit? I mean, what would you do, doctor? Okay, what would be your recommendation, doctor? I mean, fuck. You sadistic loopy.
Perspective is actually kind of pro-life in a sense, because it's saying human beings are wreaking devastation on our planet.
So they're not saying, I am certainly not saying that. So, you know, the human devastation is excellent. It's slowed down the fucking environmental horror. You know, the asphalt and the concrete are doing an excellent job, of sterilizing. Unfortunately, all the other stuff that we do where we create, you know, giant colonies of rats and other side effects are bad. But overall, we're definitely reducing the number of sentient organisms existing on the planet by making it biologically toxic.
An invasive species, and therefore if you care about reducing harm, then what you should really care about is like lowering the number of humans to reduce the amount of damage that we can cause. That's definitely a position that...
Well, whatever. Again, it's just more nonsense. So if you reduce the number of humans and you increase the number of animals, then you're not gaining anything, frankly, because the animals endure so much more horror than we do.
A lot of people within antinatalism wouldn't consider antinatalism. There's also an antinatalist position where you are saying, I'm not against life.
I mean, all of this, really, he makes all this video trying to just get to the point of what the arguments are, and then somehow, he's going to make an argument to each one of these individually different argumentors. It doesn't seem to make much sense. Why don't you just pick one of these reasons to be against life and argue that? Like I said, I wouldn't mind arguing against people who think the problem is environmental damage. I mean, fuck, it's so fucking retarded to actually believe that somehow the capacity that we can read books, and put flashcards and make ourselves mimic language, and that we can conceptualize, that is, we can actually make a language and we can put words on ideas and concepts, that somehow that makes us feel more, is really so ridiculous that, I really shouldn't even have to argue it. It's so ridiculous. Okay, feelings go way back in evolution. Way, 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 way back. And the fact is, until we actually experience the feelings of our other organisms, we have no way of knowing whether they feel more or less. I would tend to argue that because their senses are so much more, they have such a greater depth, that they are likewise, capable of feeling much richer too. Their bads are worse and their goods are better. That could be a real truth. So there's no point in having this conversation about, in my opinion, it's retarded to have a conversation that somehow says human beings are doing something fundamentally different consciously than animals are doing, when of course we're not doing anything fundamentally different. We're just doing the thinking thing better. We're not doing the feeling thing better.
I'm not against people giving birth. I just personally don't want to have kids. That's also known as not an antinatalist. There's a lot of people within...
Yeah, well, obviously, if you have no philosophical, argument to make, you can't say you have a philosophy. So unless you can articulate it as a philosophical reason, then there's no reasoning in just saying, I don't personally want to have kids. Well, that doesn't make you antinatalist. That just makes you personally uninterested in having kids. So it makes you pro-condomist. But it doesn't necessarily make you anti-procreation.
Antinatalism that just aren't. Generally, people that have most likely grown up in very conservative areas that have sort of made them feel as if simply not wanting to have children is this radical thing that therefore they associate with, like, antinatalism. Just being...
Whatever. So he's saying this is a real problem, that somehow the selfish assholes who don't have kids merely because they don't want the inconvenience and the smell and the responsibility and it's expensive, those people are being confused as being antinatalist or something. I mean, that's really not a subject. It's really not a subject. You know, trying to winnow them out of the community because they're not part of the community anyway. They don't provide any energy or thought or anything to the argument, so why are they even part of the subject? They're almost, you know, I mean, look, I'm using them when I'm saying there's this race we're having, right? But you have to concede that part of who's on your side is a moron. There's people on your side who are having kids because the Bible says so, and there's people on your side are basically where the men are raping the women and forcing them to have kids. So there's all kinds of bad stuff on your side. And yes, my side has some people that are poorly motivated, okay, and they don't have kids because they're poorly motivated not to have kids, not because they're, you know, sensibly motivated to take responsibility for their life or responsibility for the environment or any of that other crap. But let's just, you know, that's not really the subject. The subject is about the trends and the reason why the trends are going in a direction. The old trend is theology, and the new trend is, there is no, you know, life isn't all that.
For people having a choice is not antinatalist. I think that's just an absurd broadening of the term, and it's like, okay, before we even continue further.
So again, alright, so if you think it's an absurd broadening of the term, I can make the same counter argument that including calling the women who are being forced to have children, okay, voluntary participants in the right to life movement would be just as wrong. I mean, hell. So anyway, I guess we'll call this a video and, I'll make another two or three, as time makes that appropriate and such during the week. Or later today. Whenever. Eventually. That's what I'll do. Alright. So, till the next time and such. Yeah, really. Yeah. Yeah, okay, up back. No problem. All right, so I'll get the hell out of here. All right, so this has been a DoNotGod.com video presentation. And so till the next time and such, so forth and whatnot. Ah, wrong one. Yeah, this is the one that's got to go. Yeah, there, now I'm out of here. All right, the meat grinder. You're either for it or against it. I mean, it's really not that too hard to say. Do I want to keep doing this? This is a good idea. Let's just keep doing it. No, let's not. You either take the blood and guts out of the game, or you don't play the game. Not complicated.